Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm a very grateful compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to be here tonight. I'm grateful to be in New Jersey tonight. I'm from Long Island, and I'm always happy to do service. So here I am. This summer, it's 48 years that I've been coming to Overeaters Anonymous. Thank you. Thank you. I came into the rooms when I was 18 years old. I'm 66 years old now, and I'm so grateful for this program. But here's the thing, whether you come in at 18 or 28 or 58, you know what? Oh my goodness, this program promises you a life beyond your wildest dreams. But there's a hitch. It has nothing to do with the circumstances in your life. So that's the great news. I came into the rooms, like I said, in 1973. I was 18. I'll give you a little bit of my drunkalogue, what I was like. I came in at 18, and in 1973, if you're 157 pounds, your size 18, that was not very common back then in the 70s. There were not a lot of overweight people in my graduating class of over 700. There was, I was considered very chubby, and to those standards. And so I came to OA in that summer because I was going to be starting college, and I thought that if I lost weight, then I could start my life, right? And so I went to OA, and I loved OA from the get-go. I loved the fact that they talked about a higher power. And you know what? I was so ready and eager, and I did everything that OA suggested. I took a sponsor, I went to meetings, I read, I did service. Holy moly, I did everything. And very gracefully doing all of those wonderful things, over the next 4 years, I proceeded to gain over 50 pounds coming to OA. Coming to OA because I wasn't doing the one thing that that really was expected if I was really truly going to recover. And that was to put down my drug of choice, to put down the food. And so I would leave my meeting, and after the meeting, I would proceed to a place and binge basically and come home and destroy all the evidence, brush everything off my chest, shove everything under no evidence to the scene of the crime. And my mother would say, "How was your meeting, Terry?" And I'd say, "Mom, it was great. It was great." And so I did, like I proceeded to gain a lot of weight in a way. And I remember once my sponsor, she said, I said, "I don't know, Michelle, blah blah blah." I said, "Michelle, I'm really trying." And you know what my sponsor said to me? She was very, very loving. And very lovingly, she said to me, "You know what, Terry? If you do not put down the food, you can die trying in a way. This is a progressive illness. And left to your own devices. If you continue to try your own way, you can die trying in Overeaters Anonymous." And then you know what else she said to me? She said, "Terry, trying may be not just good enough." That really stuck with me. And holy moly, yipes. So trying wasn't good enough, and that I could continue to make this disease was progressive. I finally got abstinent, and because I finally decided, to put aside everything that I thought I knew about the rooms. And in the beginning, everything I thought I knew about losing weight, I mean, God knows I know how to lose weight. But I saw for the first time in the mirror what I looked like. And so going from a size 15, I was up to a size 20, 22, and a 3X, 2X in dresses. So I am maintaining a about a 52-pound weight loss for almost 15 years now. So you say to me, well, wait a minute, this doesn't add up. You've been in the rooms for 48 years. How are you telling me you only have 15 years? What the hell's going on here? Well, I will tell you that I had a very long, contented abstinence of 10 years. And it began with, I think I will decide to have. It's when I took my will back very slowly. I started to take the things back. Back then, they were talking about the 80s. There was a very big movement with working on your insides, I'll just say. And one day, the therapist said, well, what does your little Terry child want? And I said, my little Terry child wants an ice cream. And she said, then go have it. And so every day for a year, I went, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to mention food. I went to this place and I planned it. Well, you know what? If it doesn't get me then, it eventually bit me in the ass. And that's what happened. And so I proceeded to gain all of the weight I had lost and maintained, and very beautiful abstinence, a beautiful, serene abstinence. Because I decided to pick up. It took me 8 years to get that abstinence back. 8 years in OA to get that abstinence back. And then thank God I got my abstinence. I have a contented abstinence, and I'll tell you why. Because my abstinence has nothing to do with my sobriety in this program. My sobriety is my emotional and spiritual recovery, is what Bill W. says. The only thing that is not suggested in that big book is that I am going to have to change every morsel of my being. That is my emotional and spiritual recovery. That is my recovery. My food plan is my abstinence, abstaining from my drug of choice, abstaining from the drug, okay, that checks me out of life. All right. And so that is where I look at my sobriety. That my food plan has nothing to do with my circumstances, in plain English. And I love this. AA taught me how to handle my sobriety. Sobriety transfers into how do I handle my life on life's terms without the drug of choice. And my sponsor used to say to me, I don't know if this would be politically correct today, but she said it and it stuck with me. She said, Terry, do not buy into, in the For Today White Book, in the June, one of the readings, it says, it talks about fat abstinence. And it talks about do not buy in to the fact that you are recovering if you are not actively moving towards a healthy body weight. Do not buy into that. Do not buy into that you can remain obese in the rooms or heavy in the rooms or just maintaining your weight. Thank you. And you are emotionally and spiritually recovering. That's what she told me, and that's what works for me. So today, no matter what, I have a life beyond my wildest dreams. Almost 5 years ago, my beautiful son William, who my husband and I actually named after Bill W, because both of us were active in our programs. When we met, we were both a year, him in another program, and we named him William Joseph. William for Bill W, and Joseph for me, for the Holy Father, the head of the Holy Family. And in 2019, in December, William passed away from at 30 years old from a chronic drug disorder. There is a name for it now. It's not a junkie. It's not an addict. It's not a dirt bag. It's not a thug. It's called chronic drug disorder. And he passed away. And I will tell you that I did not have to eat over it. And I can tell you that I remain grateful no matter what. I prayed for William's recovery, and my prayers were answered. God restored him to sanity in heaven. And that's how I look at it. The day after we found out that William passed, I did what I did the night before when the detective came to our apartment and told us. I got up, I had an abstinent meal, and I took my walk. And I thanked God. I thank God. I am grateful, not for when things are just going my way or when I get what I want. You know what the best thing I've done in my recovery, if I could give you one thing, be grateful in the pain. Just don't think of happy things to get rid of the pain. Just sit in the pain and be grateful. Be grateful in the grief. Be grateful in the fear. Because with gratitude, gratitude breeds acceptance. And with acceptance, I have a life beyond my wildest dreams. I am grateful for the opportunity to be William's mother. I am grateful that I could be an abstinent member of Overeaters Anonymous. I am grateful that I was given the privilege to learn and grow. And when I look at myself in Zoom, you start to see all this stuff, the age and the wrinkles, and because that's also the body dysmorphia, but that's for another time. I always say, thank you, God. Look at those beautiful wrinkles. Not everybody has the privilege to grow old. Not everybody has the privilege to see their hair come in gray. Not everybody has the privilege to just grow old. So these are the things I take. I love my life. I love every minute of my life. All of it. I count it all joy. I count it all. The feelings, the grief, the joy will never ever kill me. My denial of this disease will kill me one way or another, if not emotionally and spiritually, definitely physically. So I want to thank you, New Jersey, for having me tonight to speak at your beautiful meeting. You have all given me a life beyond my wildest dreams. So I want to thank you so much for listening to me tonight. Thank you.